Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is Season 1, Episode 53 of the Fly the W670 podcast, the Cubs Winter Meeting Madness. I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mullion Haw Show on weekdays, 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score, of course. Your radio home for Cubs baseball. I'm going to bring Crawley in a minute, but don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to our podcast and follow us on all our socials. Fly the W670 on Twitter and Instagram, Fly the W on Facebook, and or email us at flythew670@gmail.com. Crawley, how are you on this fine Sunday evening?
It took a couple days to recover from the Club 400 Christmas party, but I think I'm starting to get back okay. I'm doing all right, man.
Anything you can share? I mean, it is a podcast, so pretty much anything goes. Anything you want to share about that night?
The Club 400 Christmas party is the best party of the year. It just is. I don't know. Everyone's in a festive mood. This year we had the salute to South Bend, the South Bend Cubs. It was really awesome. We had the owner of the South Bend Cubs, Andrew Berlin, was there. Two prospects. We had top prospect Brennan Davis, and we had one of the top pitching prospects in Cole Franklin. And so I got to spend a couple days with those guys, man. And, you know, you never know with prospects and what the future holds. All I can tell you is that they are really two fantastic, high-character kids, and I'm absolutely rooting for them. But we had a lot of fun. Our friend Brendan King, who's been on the show before, he came out. He brought the South Bend trophy, the championship trophy.
Nice.
So we got some pictures with that. And everyone just had a blast, man. We had a band out there. Everyone had a good time. That's all I can say is that, it was a wild one. it always is. But these guys understood what it was all about. And they're 100% in on the Cubs organization. And they want to do good things for this team.
Awesome. All right, so Crawley, we are in the midst of the hot stove, and it is starting to boil over. We had a pretty sizable move happen, depending on what time you went to bed on Friday. At some point late Friday night, we had some big, big news.
Yeah, Jacob deGrom signs a 5-year, $185 million contract. That is million, $185 for Jacob deGrom. He's only 26. He only made 26 starts since opening day 2021. So, Dustin, you and I have talked about this before. We were nervous about writing a big check for a guy that has that history of injuries. And it reminds me a lot of Kerry Wood, where all of a sudden it's just like it never seems like there's an end to it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Okay, we're starting him up. We're shutting him down. We're starting him up. We're shutting him down. I'm glad that obviously the Cubs didn't spend that money. But at the same time, it does make you nervous because money that was earmarked for Jacob deGrom from the Mets Obviously, they have money to spend elsewhere now, so we'll see what happens. But that's really the first big domino.
Right. Yeah. I thought I read something like he made $400,000 a start because he was not available very often for the Mets. So good for Jacob deGrom and all his connections. And because it's the Texas Rangers, it'll end up not working out for either side, typical of them. And since the Cubs really don't have to deal with the Texas Rangers, I really don't care.
Now, you know, the Cubs have been mentioned a lot over the week. We're starting to finally hear something from the hot stove, and it's just a question of what you think here. It's, and you know, so the Cubs were connected through Dansby Swanson, you know, one of the big four shortstops. I think you and I, Dustin, both agree out of the four, he's the one that you and I would be least excited about. But that was John Morosi and John Heyman of Odyssey Sports. Connecting the Cubs to Dansby Swanson. And then Xander Bogaerts was connected to the Cubs by Bob Nightingale and a gentleman named Marino Pippen, who's the Spanish play-by-play announcer for the Red Sox. So it's not like a nobody, you know what I mean? Here's a guy that's in the know. Now, you know, who fed him that information, that can always be questionable as well. But, you know, it's good to see, you know, he wrote that the Cubs are very interested and offer should be coming shortly. So, things are heating up for the Cubs a little bit here, you know, and, you know, I Bogaerts, obviously I'd be happy. He's the oldest of the four shortstops, but, he's a really good shortstop. I think he's a really good hitter. And I think he'd be a guy most, you know, if you needed a move to third base, I think he's someone that could move over to third base without creating a lot of issues. You know what I mean?
That's what I like the best about him, Crawley. That's what I like best about him is that he could play third if you needed to. If you needed to go that route, let's talk about Dansby Swanson for a second.
Right.
Would you rather take, let's say, the $175 to $190 million that you'd have to pay Dansby Swanson, and if that's the only guy left for the Cubs, would you rather they take that money, use it elsewhere, and go ahead and settle in on Nico Hoerner as your shortstop?
The issue more than anything here, I think they have to get one of the shortstops. Now, obviously, you know that I've wanted Correa more than anybody. And the reason is who is the one guy on the Cubs that strikes fear in the pitcher's hearts? Right now, on this lineup is currently constructed, I don't see anybody
striking the fear. No.
No. No. And so that's, to me, you know, when you talk about Trey Turner, I think he's really, really good. But, you know, he has power. I mean, I'm saying he doesn't, but, you know, he's known a lot for having speed as well. But I'm looking for a guy that's going to be somebody that can, like I said, that pitchers are fearful of, that they want to pitch around, that the guy hitting before him gets a good look at bat because they don't want to see Correa. So, you know, the point of this is that, and we talked about it before, the holes in the offense are so much, you have to start building somewhere. And that's why I am, you know, so bullish on Correa. And if we get Bogaerts, I'd be happy too. Because like I said, I think he's someone that's would be more open to moving to wherever the Cubs would need him to play. But the Cubs need holes. And so the Cubs have holes that they need to fill. And it was interesting because I read the most recent article by Patrick Mooney and Sahad of Sharma in The Athletic. They always, you know, they always are kind of, you know, tuned into what's going on. And it says multiple agents remain skeptical of the Cubs' eagerness to spend huge money on one player this offseason, forecasting a winter of diversified investments, value signings, and players who could be flipped for prospects at next year's trade deadline if the team underperforms. Okay, so it goes on to say these observations aren't criticisms as much as they're an acknowledgement that the Cubs have so many holes and question marks on their roster. So, you know, at this point, that's not something that's going to, you know, excite Cub fans if we're just going to get, you know, lottery tickets is what it sounds like. If we're going to start flipping guys and stuff, it sounds like, Dustin, that they don't want to spend big. And you're talking about Dansby Swanson. Maybe they're, you know, maybe they're content to go ahead and get Nico Hoerner and then go ahead and, again, try a Trey Mancini. Try a couple guys that you hope can have a turnaround, Cody Bellinger, guys that can have a season where they're going to flip again. But for Cub fans, you know, it's difficult because we just did that you did that when you had the core with Rizzo and Bryant and Bias. You did the flip, right? You did that with Yu Darvish. You flipped him. He was the first to get flipped. And then last year, there was a whole lot of players that were flipped and a couple that they tried to flip, but they didn't, you know? So all the guys that the Cubs had in the bullpen last year that they were able to flip and get some pretty good pitchers on, you know?
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
So at this point, it looks like if they're not going to get one of the big shortstops, then I think they're going to be content on signing guys that they believe will have success. And if they do and the Cubs are not doing so well, then flip them and try to get more prospects. But to me, I don't know. I think Cub fans deserve better personally.
Absolutely. Let's put it this way. If they do miss out on the top three, and let's say they feel like I do, that maybe Swanson is just a tick better in the big picture than what they currently have as a starting shortstop. I mean, they'll have no other play but to do what Mooney and Sharma are suggesting here. But let's at least see them, for lack of a better term, strike out with all top three. Dansby to me is like 1A. I don't think he belongs in the same category as the other three guys. He's good, but the other three guys I think are special. I don't think Swanson's special. So let's hope that they're wrong, but we have to see what that first signing is going to be. Something else, Crawley, that I talked to you offline about was this four-letter network poll done by Jesse Rogers, where he got in touch with some MLB front office types, and they were guessing, if you will, where some of the top guys are going to go, and we thought it'd be a good idea to walk people through it if they hadn't seen it themselves.
Yeah. Jesse, you know, talked to, like you said, front office executives, MLB insiders, right? And voters were assured anonymity so they could say what they think. One question was brought up. Will Aaron Judge get a package worth more than $320 million? 7 of them said yes. 4 of them said no. Out of the guys that they polled, 6 of them think he's going to stay with the Yankees, 3 with the Dodgers, and 2 with the Giants, which surprised me. I would have put the Giants over the Dodgers, but you never know.
Well, they're the ones who've got money, and you know, they always have money, and they seem to have freed up some more, even though they can spend whatever they want, obviously.
Right. Now, which shortstop will get the most dollars and years in free agency? Obviously, Cub fans interested in this one. 7 of them said Trey Turner and 5 said Carlos Correa. So as we talked about, Dustin, those were the two guys that we kind of knew were the big dogs out of that group of 4. Happy with Bogarts if you got them, and Dansby, you know, for you and I are just kind of a shoulder shrug. You know what I mean?
Right. And everybody right now, it seems like, is making the connection that Trey Turner is going to be a Philly, and it's basically a done deal. Just we don't have terms.
And let's kind of remember that, you know, everyone said the same thing about Bryce Harper coming to the Cubs, right? Best friends with Chris Bryant, named his dog Wrigley. We all read the tea leaves. He was coming here. you never know. So, you know, maybe they're right. But this is where it's fun but frustrating for fans, is that there's a lot of information and misinformation and disinformation to kind of try to pit teams against each other, to freak out agents. There's all sorts of different things going on. So, you know, obviously we talked about DeGrom off the board, which leads Verlander as probably the top pitcher on the free agent market. But the question that Jesse asked is, other than Verlander and DeGrom, which pitcher would provide the most value? Carlos Rodon, Kodai Senga, Tyjon Walker, or Chris Bassitt? And so Bassitt got 5 votes. He was just with the Mets, had a great season last year, great bounce back season. We're all familiar with Carlos Rodon and Kodai Senga. So Bassitt got 5, Rodon got 5, and Senga got 2. So, you know, we've talked about, you know, my desire to get Kodai Senga over here. Chris Bassitt is another popular name, and I've heard him connected with the Cubs.
That would be Chris Bassitt does more for me than Senga. I'm just being honest, because we've seen what he can do against major league hitters, and that would also potentially weaken the Mets, assuming that they don't get somebody like Rodon.
Right, or Verlander. So, you know, obviously the Mets are frustrated that they lost. So they got money to spend. So, you know how their owner is, Steve Cohen. He's a guy that doesn't shy away from big contracts. So, you know, Kodai still is the one for me that provides, like I said, I still dream of having Kodai Senga, Seiya Suzuki, and Shohei Ohtani on the same team after this season. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And then I'm always thinking big here. As far as which team outside of yours will make the biggest splash in the offseason, 3 said the Giants, 2 said the Phillies, 2 said the Rangers, and this was before the DeGrom deal, 2 said Dodgers, and then the Red Sox, Yankees, and Cubs all had 1. So in general, you know, you're seeing the big market teams up there other than the Rangers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems like every big name is connected to the Giants, except for maybe Trey Turner. Everybody, it seems like, is connected to the Giants in one way or the other. They're not going to get everybody, but they're looking to spend and looking to redo things out there.
Now, this was interesting, I thought. They voted who would be the most notable notable player traded this winter. Sean Murphy got 3 votes. Pablo Lopez from the Marlins got 3 votes. And I've seen him pitch a bunch, and he's really good. Lucas Giolito on the south side of town had a horrible season for him. Could he bounce back somewhere else? Brian Reynolds, he has already demanded a trade from Pittsburgh, a center fielder who always hits crazy at Wrigley. Corbin Burns, I mean, boy, oh boy, Dustin, you know, at the All-Star break, I think the Brewers were in first place in the division, and they traded, you know, their closer, Hader, Josh Hader, and now it's just an absolute teardown, it looks like. I mean, I'd be very happy with Corbin Burns, but I doubt they're going to trade him within the division, much like Brian Reynolds. I don't see that happening either.
I don't think either one of those two things would happen. But the Cubs, I do think, have the type of assets that the Pirates would be all about.
True. And then you have Fernando Tatis Jr. had 1 vote, and Colton Wong, you know, had a vote on there too. I thought he just got moved.
And he's been moved, right?
He moved to Seattle.
Over. He's a Mariner, right? He's a Mariner.
Yeah, he went to Seattle. So Tatis Jr. obviously has irritated the San Diego front office a ton. They obviously got Juan Soto. You know, the shortstop that they had was doing an admirable job filling in. So I don't know if, you know, that's a possibility, but I'm, you know, a lot of people in San Diego, the way that, Tatis got injured with that stupid motorcycle accident, messing around, not telling the team about it, and then getting popped for PEDs. Not great.
Not great is right.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!